Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the Friday edition. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Thanks for being with us. Thanks very much for being with us, as a matter of fact. It means so much to us, and I'm always happy when we get the chance to do it. And then the weekend comes, and I'm like, I can't wait till Monday to come back here. So this Friday show, we got a good one for you. Second hour, Joe Heschmeyer will be here. We haven't had Joe on in a little while. We'll ask him about why we haven't had him on for a little while. I think you'll be pleased with the answer. And this hour, the whole world brightens up when she comes here. And Aww. She comes into the studio. She comes into the offices. Everybody's happy at Catholic Answers when Rose Sweet comes here. Rose, thanks for coming. Thanks for being here.
That's so sweet, Cy. Thank you.
Well, that's the truth. Everybody is happier when you're around,
Rose. Well, I love coming here. I'm driving from the desert, and I get here, and it's like, oh, my friends at Catholic Answers. So I love being here, too.
Today, however, we're going to talk about annulments. And, hey, for Friday, let's talk about a non-controversial topic. Well, annulments today, because it's such a tough subject, but I think one that even Catholics, I think, mostly don't understand what it is or how it works. And so we'll get into all of that. If you have questions about annulments, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. It's kind of a practical help to many people and a great spiritual good to have a clarification about what needs to happen in those situations where an annulment might or might not be pursued. 888-318-7884. So maybe just start at the beginning. What is an annulment? A lot of people think it's like canceling a marriage. It's virtually it's Catholic divorce is what people think.
Okay, well, excuse me. I have a good analogy that I use with people. And I say a young couple meet in high school and they have a neighborhood bond. They live in the same neighborhood and they ride the same bus. So they have a transportation bond and they're in band together. So they have a musical bond and eventually they have shared friends, so they have a friendship bond, and then they go out on a date, and now they have a romantic bond, and hopefully they're not engaging in sex, but if they do, now they have a sexual bond, and God forbid that she gets pregnant out of wedlock. Now they have a bond that's so powerful it lasts throughout all eternity.
Yeah.
It's a parental bond.
Yes.
Then they decided to move in. And because they want to share the rent, and it's cheaper and whatever, and they're not sure about marriage.
It's a very modern relationship, this
right.
one.
So, and a lot of Catholics fall into this.
Sure.
So now they have a legal bond because they signed a lease, and they have utility bonds and financial bonds. And so from the outside, they look like a family. There's a guy and a gal and a baby and a mortgage. But there's no marriage bond.
Right.
So we can have a lot of different bonds. So when a marriage falls apart, the church comes in and helps the couple take a look and say, let's clear all that stuff, other stuff away in a certain sense and see, was there a valid marriage bond that came into being when the two of you said, I do?
Okay. All right. And it's in the case that the church says, yes, there was a valid marriage bond, what happens to the marriage then?
Well, what happens is, every marriage is presumed to have a valid marriage bond there by default. Marriage is given the favor of the law. So it's the burden of proof is on the person who comes to the church and says, I think I might have grounds for nullity. Can you help me take a look at this? The burden of proof is on that party because the marriage is valid until you can prove otherwise. And that's a good thing. The church, we're the last ones standing to defend the sanctity and the permanency of a marriage vow.
Yeah, there used to be a kind of cultural defense of marriage that was similar. I think it was actually, the cultural defense was actually a consequence of the fact that, especially in Europe, society had been Christian for so long that Christian habits of mind had gotten into the law. But that was broken, I don't know, back in the 60s and 70s with no-fault divorce. But there used to be the idea that, yes, a marriage is worth defending. You presume that it's a good that should be preserved. And if you want out, you got to prove that there's a reason to get out. But society has utterly collapsed on that side.
No, we have, and that, and so many other things. But that's a beginning point where the cards have just all crumbled.
Yeah.
Right. So what I wanted to share a little bit about today is, because we've talked about this before, is what happens when you go down to your parish? What does an annulment involve? What are the steps? What happens to you? What are you facing when you go there? So.
Right. Perfect. An hour to do that. And we get so many questions on this. You're welcome to call with your questions, 888-318-7884. If this is a personal situation for you, you're welcome to call with that. But maybe it's something having to do with a relative or a friend or a neighbor, and you'd like to, some words of help that you could offer them. 888-318-7884. 888-31-TRUTH. Rose Sweet is our guest this entire hour, and we're talking about annulments. It looks to me like question number one there, Chris in Omaha. We should just go to his question because he's starting us off with a pretty.
Let's go. Yeah. You're leading. I'm following as usual.
Oh, I don't know if that's even true. Chris in Omaha, Nebraska. And if you're in Nebraska, you're probably listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. We're glad to have you, Chris. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Yes, Rose. I wanted to share that I had recently gone through the process. It took about a year and a half or close to two due to the COVID restrictions. I wanted to make sure to encourage people. The process was not as frightening or daunting once you started going through it. And my question was, I'm wondering how the process is in other parts of the country other than here in the Midwest, as far as the length of time and the ease with which annulments are being granted.
Great question, Chris. Well, the basics are the law is the same for all Catholics throughout the world. We have canon law, and that's what the whole process is based on. And from diocese to diocese, the questionnaires vary a little bit, but they're pretty similar. The process is pretty similar. Canon law, you know, says you have to do this and fill out these papers, and then you're assigned an advocate. And there's different people in different offices with different stacks of work. And so some places it can take 9 months, sometimes maybe a little shorter, depending on your case. That's another thing. Excuse me. Sometimes up to 2 years. That's here in the U.S. But it depends, and this is what I've heard from most tribunals, is the thing that holds up the process the most are the witnesses.
Oh.
They don't get their paperwork in. A lot of times they're not Catholic. They don't really understand the importance of it. And let's say I'm petitioning for nullity. I know my tribunal has sent them a form. I'm just waiting. I'm, you know, twiddling my thumbs. So I don't know. But I have to stay on the witnesses.
I see. Yeah. So that's the right. So you're maybe the parents of the bride, say. They're not Catholics. They don't get it, and the tribunal's waiting for answers from them before they can proceed with the
right.
with the legal process.
So what I'd like to do is kind of go back to the beginning and just walk the audience through what happens. You, for some reason, a friend tells you, a priest tells you, you hear it on the radio, maybe I have grounds for annulment, I'm not sure. So you go, first thing you should do is go down to your parish and say exactly what I said. I think I might have grounds for nullity. Now, you can run into somebody who's been assigned there who's smart, capable, and trained to help you, or you can run into a nice, sweet paper pusher
yeah.
who just says, here's a big packet, and fill these all out, and be brief, and bring it back. God love you.
Yeah,
and
you're on your own.
That's really horrible. That's a form of neglect and really abuse, because this is a very personal situation, and it's a legal situation. Si, if you were going down to the courthouse and filing a lawsuit, you wouldn't just fill out papers. You need to talk to a lawyer, an expert. You got to understand your case. You got to prepare for your case.
Right.
It's very complex. But not for the person who's looking. You should have somebody at the parish who can come alongside you.
Yeah, but you might not, though. But, so
right, and that's what keeps me in business. Sadly, a lot of people will get the runaround, and they're frustrated and overwhelmed, and they hear on the radio or somewhere, and I will help them through the process as an outside consultant, and then we'll get their paperwork ready for them to then go through their local tribunal process.
Okay. Now, Chris, did Rose address what you wanted addressed?
Yes, she did. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. We got to take a quick break. There's more folks on the line. There are three lines open right now. You're welcome to call with your questions about the annulment process, about questions about the theory behind the church's practice of marriage annulment, 888-318-7884.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at Catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Hey, this is Michael O'Neill, the Miracle Hunter. I'll be delving into the fascinating world of miracles and taking you on a hunt that explores the greatest mysteries and marvels of the Catholic Church. I'll be examining what constitutes a miracle, how miracles are investigated and approved, and the role they play in the lives of the faithful. We'll look at the miracles of the Gospels and early Christianity, considering the claims of the miraculous in our own modern age.
The Miracle Hunter, tomorrow at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Rose Sweet, our guest this hour, we're talking about annulment. If you have annulment questions, you are welcome to call 888-31-TRUTH. One interesting fun fact about Rose, I think she's been to every single one of the Catholic Answers conferences. Have you been to every one of them?
I'm just going to pretend I did and say yes, because I love them so much.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of my year.
It was a bummer when we didn't have it last year.
Oh, it was
I didn't
horrible.
Like that at all.
That was the worst part of COVID. It was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was the worst part of COVID.
For me.
For you. Okay.
You know what?
People dying was pretty bad, too.
Okay. First of all, you have the best speakers, the
yes,
cream of the crop of Catholic speakers in a beautiful venue with great food, great drinks, great camaraderie, time for fellowship. There's shopping. There's the dinner.
Yeah.
Everything is so wonderful. The live show that you guys put on. It's 3 or almost 4 days of just fun.
It is a lot of fun. And it's coming up September 23rd through 26th. You can find out all about it at CatholicAnswersConference.com. So are you going to be there this year? Are you coming this year?
Of course.
All right. That's good.
I can't wait.
That's very good.
And I've told a lot of my coaching clients from all around the country, I go, get out here to California. They go, I want to meet some good Catholic friends. I go, get out here to the Catholic Answers Conference.
Right, yeah.
People who really care about our faith are here.
Yes, and loads of them.
Right.
I've many times called it summer camp for Catholics because, I mean, it's not summer anymore, but it's pretty nice weather here in San Diego in the last weekend of September. And it's the program that's great, but it's also all the just hanging out with people between the program. I've often said this. I think you probably have had the same experience. Some of the best stuff that happens at the conference, since we do it at the Hyatt, is at the elevators. You're just standing there waiting for the elevators. You meet the most interesting people from all around the country, some from around the world.
That is
you
so
have,
true.
It is. It's fun.
It is really fun. And you really connect and you create little moments of, it's the communion of saints. And it lasts with you. It's great.
Bishop Joseph Strickland is our keynote speaker this year. I've never heard him speak. I've interviewed him maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 times. I don't know. But I've never heard him speak. I'm anxious to hear.
Me too.
And I don't mean anxious in a bad way. Although with Bishop Strickland, you never know what he's going to say. And I would say that to him. I mean, he's not hiding that fact.
That's part of his strength.
Oh, it's a great strength.
Right,
yeah.
right.
All right, it's September 23rd through 26th. Rose is going to be there. Do I really need to say anything else? Okay, Bishop Strickland's going to be giving the keynote. Paul Gondreau, one of the great theologians of our time, going to be there. Sister Maristella, Father Paul Check. All of our guys will be giving talks, and it's all about Jesus. Who do you say that I am? CatholicAnswersConference.com. All right, Rose, we're talking about annulment, and so let's continue with our...
Okay, remember that this is part of the church law, and law is there to protect us, to protect our hearts, and to protect the dignity of the person, the dignity of the sacraments, okay? So, Cy, if you were going into the civil court, you wouldn't just go in by yourself.
Right.
So when you go to your parish and say, I think I need an annulment or I want to know more about it, somebody needs to first of all, listen to your story, not just for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Somebody needs to give you at least an hour of their time to hear all the details, to pull out questions.
Right.
Here's the thing. I go in, let's say, and I'm nervous and I'm embarrassed. And I don't want to bring up the fact that my husband may be a porn addict. I'm ashamed of that. So I never bring that up. You know, so that there could be lots of things in my story that are important to my case. And so you need to be in an environment and an atmosphere with an expert who's trained to help you get that story out. Because that's what you want to present. This process is about finding the truth of who you were and who he was at the time of consent, at the time you stood there and said, I do. Was there some really serious impediment in one or both of you that prevented that marriage bond from coming into being? So it's complex, but the church, your parish is supposed to have somebody who can help you walk through this. Now you get your case ready to submit, and you have to name witnesses. Okay, so here's the fun part. Cy, let's say you were on trial for your life, for murder.
Yes,
Last Friday, you're accused of killing the owner of the 7-Eleven last Friday night at 6 p.m.
First of all, possible. I love 7-Eleven. I would never hurt an employee or owner of a 7-Eleven.
That's disgusting that you love 7-Eleven.
Ask Darren. I love 7-Eleven. I'm going to tell you something. I gave a talk one time here to support a group. I didn't ask for any fee. And then they called Darren and said, what would Cy like for a gift? And Darren said, give him a 7-Eleven gift card. He will be so happy. And they did. And they were like, we're not really sure. I was like, this is the best day of my life. I got a 7-Eleven gift card. I would never hurt the hair on the head of a 7-Eleven employee.
Tell that to the judge.
Okay.
Right.
But Darren's going to testify at my trial. I did not hurt this person.
Okay. Well, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who do you want to call as your witnesses? Your kindergarten teacher who said you were a good little boy, or your wife who says you're the best husband? No, you want somebody who knew where you were that Friday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes, right.
So, in other words, in the annulment process and presenting your case, your witnesses should be able to speak specifically or at least generally to the grounds of your case, not like, oh, she was nice in eighth grade, we were friends for a long time, and we went on double dates, and she had a crush on him for a long time. The tribunal doesn't care about that stuff because it doesn't really speak to what they're looking for. We're looking for what are the deep, wounded parts of people that prevent them from entering into marriage the way that the church requires and the way that marriage demands. So now you have to present your case fully and completely. You have to have good, solid witnesses. If there is something that you're really afraid that your ex-spouse or your spouse still will read, you have the right to go to the judge and say, I'm really afraid if he reads this, that he might take action that would be harmful to me or the children.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask the judge to help you with that part. And the judge can do what he deems necessary.
I never knew that.
I know there's so much about it.
Right.
The whole process is about upholding marriage and the law, but also being tender and merciful to the hearts of the people involved. So I know some questions are coming up, but when you, let's say you go ahead and file for annulment, your spouse, out of respect and justice, is notified that you're opening an annulment case.
Yes.
And your spouse can say to heck with you and throw the papers in the trash and not participate, and that's fine. The tribunal will wait a while, 30 days or so, and then move on without the testimony of the spouse.
I think many people would say, I can't do the annulment process. There's no way my former husband or former wife would cooperate with that. But
right.
You don't need that.
No, you don't need that. But out of justice and all that is fair and right, that was their marriage. It is their marriage too.
Right.
And they need to be allowed to come in and participate because this is about the truth and they have something important to say. But if they refuse it or whatever or just ignore it, you have the right also to continue the due process and move on.
Okay.
But then, if your spouse would have helped you honestly support the grounds for nullity and now doesn't want to, then the burden of proof really is all on you and mm-hmm. your witnesses. So it can make it a little more difficult. But if you really have grounds and a good advocate to help you make it really clear and make your case strong, you should be fine.
Let me ask you, if I could, about, and I don't want to get too far off track, but I want to ask you about the other side of it. And you tell me if this is for another day. Well, what about the person who believes their marriage was valid and wants to like, they get the notice and they say, no, I don't want this to be declared null. Can they challenge the?
Yes, and they should, because whatever you're, any side that you're on, whatever truth you're convicted of, speak up and give that truth to the church. It's a matter of justice. It's upholding the principles. Here's the good thing, though, if that's where you are, you don't have to prove anything, because uh-huh. your marriage is considered valid unless the other side produces sufficiently credible evidence to the contrary. Now, what if that person lies their head off? So, yes, be involved, because at some point, when everybody's been asked to submit their story, both of you get to go in and look and see what the other wrote and what the other's witnesses wrote. So if there's a chance, if somebody was lying their head off, you get to address that and
okay.
rebut it. There's lots of different steps that allow for freedom and justice and fullness of each of the two parties to really be fairly represented.
Again, our number is 888-318-7884. Now, I got a bunch of questions. Do you want to go to questions or do you want to?
Oh, you lead,
I'm the boss. Okay,
that's
a pretense we're going to go with.
Okay, okay.
But I'm the boss.
Pretense.
Nebraska is very interested today. Tom in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on KVFF. That's Spirit Catholic Radio. Tom, thanks very much for your call. Why don't you go ahead with your question for Rose?
Okay, thank you. The one thing you never mention, or anyone else that talks about annulments, is the terrible woundedness that the children go through. The purpose of marriage is to have children and raise them, not to abandon them. And why is it that the priest who married the couple doesn't see any of this evidence? And if he didn't see it then, what makes you think it's come up later? And why isn't that priest called in to say what he observed at the time of the marriage?
Okay, so two different things. You take them in whatever order you want, Rose.
Okay, first of all, the priest is the witness representing the entire church to this couple who exchange vows with each other. He may not, maybe he's her uncle and he never even really met the couple until that day of the wedding. Maybe it was a priest who did spend a lot of time talking to the couple and helping them in marriage preparation. But I'm telling you, the serious wounds that are there that would provide grounds for annulment are usually so shameful and hidden, and people are afraid, people lie, people don't want to go there. And priests and other people, lay people, don't want to ask.
Yeah.
And there, I find a lot of people, after, I hear this so often, after a divorce, and there's an annulment or not, the family goes, oh, we knew it would never last. And I'm like, why didn't you say anything? Well, we couldn't. It was their life. We didn't want to get involved.
Oh.
But there are a lot of people in your life who are watching you get married, and they have serious concerns, but they don't want to stop your happiness. They think, who am I? So I always say, if you see, especially if this is your child, and you see something really, really not good, if your child isn't listening, write it down in detail and go to the parish priest and ask if it can be put into their marriage file. So in the event there is some, a fallout down the road, there's some record of your having seen that even before the wedding.
Okay, and then about the kids. He says people don't talk about this. That has not been my experience, Tom, but what do you say about the children in such marriages?
Well, here's the thing. Divorce is a grave violation of personhood, and it goes against the natural law, and it wounds everybody, especially the children. Annulment is a separate issue. The divorce has already happened. The wound, everybody's wounded and bleeding, and they need help, and we should be there for that. In this annulment topic, in case this is what we're talking about, if an annulment is granted, it does not make the children illegitimate. This is not at all, because children are always conceived in a marriage that's assumed to be valid. So there's no problem with the kids in that regard.
Tom, you probably hear the music. That means we have to take a quick break, and there are loads of folks on the line. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. We're talking about annulment with our good friend, Rose Sweet. We'll get back to that conversation and take as many calls as we can with Rose right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers is doing it again. We're holding our 7th annual Apologetics Conference this September in beautiful San Diego, California, and we'd like to see you there. Join us September 23rd to 26th for a lively and inspiring conference with an all-star lineup of speakers guaranteed to jumpstart your faith. It's a great chance to meet all your favorite Catholic Answers apologists and very special guests as we spend 4 days talking about worshiping and adoring our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is where it all begins. Don't miss what promises to be the event of the season. Join us this September for a conference that is sure to ignite, inspire, and inform your faith. Seats are still available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 888-291-8000 to register.
Here's a question. Is it really possible to be friends with someone who died 2,000 years ago? Maybe the problem is that we've grown way too comfortable with the story of Jesus. Nice man, right? Taught us to love one another, said not to judge people. We celebrate his birthday every year. It's time to put away this small, safe version of Jesus, says Cy Kellett. Nobody that bland could have transformed the world. In A Teacher of Strange Things, Cy presents Jesus Christ undiluted by sentiment, with all his radical words and deeds uncensored. Do you know someone, your son or daughter perhaps, or maybe your mom or dad, who needs the friendship of Jesus Christ? Do you? Order your copy of A Teacher of Strange Things by visiting shop.catholic.com today or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Does the church have too many rules? Join me, Dr. David Anders, as we answer your questions right here on Call to Communion, Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Second hour, Joe Heschmeyer will be here. This hour, Rose Sweet. And we're talking about annulment. Thanks for being here.
Before we talk about annulment, I'd like to talk about something.
What would you like to talk about,
Just
Rose?
A few days ago, in the mail, I got a copy of your latest book. And I can't remember the title. Can you remind me what it is, please?
Would it be this? Oh, it's not even there.
Oh.
A Teacher of Strange Things, Who Jesus Was, What He Taught, and Why People Still Follow Him.
I can't. You told me to lie on the radio and say I read it.
Don't tell people that.
Okay. See? No, but I'm very excited about reading it. When I go home this weekend, I'm going to read that book. It looks great.
Well, thank you. I was only joking when I said lie.
No, you weren't.
Rose, come on. You're damaging my reputation in an unjust way.
Too late.
Too late. Yeah, right. Like I had a reputation.
Tell the judge.
Thanks. I hope you will enjoy reading it. I know that I put it in the mail and sent it to someone else's house, and you had to go over there and find it. I apologize for that. That doesn't happen when our customer service mails the book. But when I mail the book, it'll get somewhere in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It'll get near you. And then you got to go pick it up.
I'm very thankful, and I really, truly, all kidding aside, I'm really looking forward to reading it.
Well, it's about Jesus, and he's my favorite person. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And too. Yours too, I
Me
know.
Too.
The number is 888-318-7884. We're talking about annulment. We go now to Lulu in Kansas, listening on The Sword Radio. Lulu, we're very happy to have you. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just felt I was listening to this on my way home from work and was so moved by the topic because it is something that I'm currently, I just kind of started at the beginning. So I was raised Protestant, pretty strict Protestant, and became Catholic when I was in college and went away from the church after for several years, met my ex-husband. We've been divorced for 10 years. He would not become Catholic. He was also Protestant. And so because of that and because of, you know, my family and whatever, we were married in Protestant church. And like I said, divorced 10 years ago. And I have been attending church now for about 5 years and hadn't been to communion, hadn't been to confession so that I could go to communion. So before Easter, I decided it was time. And confessed that I'd been married and divorced or whatever to the priest. And I had asked about annulment, and he said, well, that's really not something for the confessional. That's something you need to meet with a priest about. And so I made an appointment and met with the priest a couple weeks after Easter. And so his question was, this may have been a valid marriage, and, you know, we'll have to investigate that. And you know, we'll have the tribunal and whatever we decide you have to accept. And I said, okay. Haven't heard anything back. It's been that long.
Did you provide any testimony or do anything? Or you're just waiting for the priest to get back to you, Lulu?
Well, I talked to him for about an hour.
Okay.
I heard you talking about a packet of things to fill out, and I didn't receive anything like that. But I guess my question is, I didn't know that a Protestant marriage would be considered valid in the eyes of the Catholic Church. And I guess that's my question. How might a Protestant marriage be considered valid?
Okay, Lulu, this is a great question because it's very complex and maybe the listeners can learn a lot from this as well. Thank you. If you converted to Catholicism and married after that, is that correct?
Oh, hang on. Put her on. Hold. Go ahead, Lulu. Did you marry after that, Lulu?
Yes.
Okay. So once you were Catholic, you're required, like all of us Catholics, to marry in the Catholic manner. That is, in the church with the priest as a witness. Blah blah blah. You did not do that. You didn't either understand or didn't think it was necessary, whatever. And you married out as a Catholic. You married outside the Catholic manner, and therefore, that is considered an invalid attempt at marriage, because you didn't marry in the church. That would normally be taken care of procedurally with a short form in a very quick time. You don't need any long and detailed testimony. But so that's the good news. Well, divorce is never good news, but that's the news for this. You do not need the long formal annulment, but you do need to find a priest or somebody. It doesn't need to be a priest, just somebody who's educated about this at church who will help you do the paperwork. Second of all, though, I do want to address that when Protestants get married, remember that Protestants have a valid baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with water. And whatever Protestant, they are able then to receive the sacrament of marriage, to convey the sacrament to each other, and to have the church considers every Protestant marriage between a man and a woman valid, unless proven otherwise. So if one of those Protestants then becomes Catholic or wants to marry in the church, they have to take care of any prior marriages because we assume that those were also valid. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what I love about this whole thing. The church's teachings and her law is moral and common sense.
It sounds like you're going to have to find someone to talk to other than that priest, however,
yeah.
Lulu. Do you know how to go about doing that?
I suppose I can go outside of that parish and find another priest.
Or call the, I would suggest just pick up the phone and call your local tribunal and tell them what you told us, and they will direct you.
Okay. I don't know that if I called the parish office, that if I asked to speak to whoever the tribunal is, that that would
No, it's not
occur.
In the parish.
Okay.
The tribunal is at the diocese. The tribunal works directly under the bishop. So you, essentially you call the bishop's office and you ask for the tribunal. Then they'll, you know, connect you with the tribunal, and you can, or you could probably even go onto the diocesan website and find the tribunal's email address or phone number and get in touch with them directly. But it's not at the parish. It's at the diocesan level.
Oh.
And they might send...
Okay, I did not know that either.
Right. And they might send you back to the parish to continue the process, but don't worry, they will take good care of you.
Yeah, they know how to do this at the tribunal.
The sad thing is, a lot of parishes, you know, it's like all of us. We're short-staffed.
Yes.
And we don't have enough people. We don't have enough time. So a lot of people like Lulu fall through the cracks.
Yep. So that's helpful, Lulu. You know where to go now?
Yes, I do. Thank you so very much.
Thanks,
all right.
Lulu.
God bless you, sister. Thank you very much for the call. The number is 888-318-7884. Our guest is Rose Sweet. We're talking about annulment. Let's go now to Lisa in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, watching on Facebook. Glad to have you with us, Lisa. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Lisa.
I have a similar question, but my situation's a little different. I've been divorced for over 11 years, and I've been married 3 times. And my first husband passed away. My second husband I'm divorced from, and my third husband I'm divorced from. But I did not become a Catholic nor get baptized until 2015. And my marriages took place before 2015. When I went to the Catholic Church, they said I was going to have to do an annulment for the previous marriages, even though I wasn't a Catholic at the time. But my second husband did go through RCIA classes because I was under the assumption that maybe I was Catholic from birth, but I found out that I was never baptized or never confirmed into the Catholic faith. But like I said, I became a Catholic in 2015. So my question is, why does somebody that's not been a Catholic have to go through the annulment process?
Well, Lisa, can
also,
I...
Also, another question...
Lisa, I just need to ask 2 things that I didn't get clear on. Are you married now?
No.
Are you going to get married?
I want to someday get remarried.
Okay.
I don't have anybody in mind right now or anything like that.
Okay.
But I am looking.
Okay.
And another question I have is also that I've been trying to get the annulment process, and they told me I'm going to have to file full annulment processes. And my second husband doesn't remember where we got married at. We just know it wasn't at the Catholic Church. I don't remember because it's been over 25 years ago, and we have no witnesses because most of them have passed away.
Yeah,
you
have a very...
The only witness I have is my daughter.
Okay. Well, let's let Rose respond to what we've got so far, and then we'll see if that works for you.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for sharing this. Let's start with the big layer of this. To enter the church, to become Catholic, if you have these string of marriages and divorces in back of you, you're not required to get an annulment to enter the church, but you would be considered still married and unable to enter into any new marriage. And you wouldn't be able to also even date or entertain any new relationship. There are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, have separated from their spouses and are living as single, and they're living good, holy Catholic lives and being received into the church. So reception into the church goes with, but is also separate from, the prior marriages. Second of all, though, if you do want to start dating and look around for somebody, you do need to clear up the past marriages. And if anybody tells you that you need 4 annulments and then drops you like a hot potato, and that you're supposed to expect, and I'm just assuming here, that you're overwhelmed and you don't know what this means. This is part of the crisis in our church in this area. You need somebody to walk alongside you and accompany you and explain these things to you and say, don't worry, we're going to look at number one, then we're going to look at number two, then we're looking at number three, this is how we do this. And it shouldn't be that big of a deal. If you can't find somebody at your parish to help you, as we told the prior caller, Lisa, I think, Lulu.
Lulu, this is Lisa, yeah.
Call your diocesan tribunal and ask for somebody to help you sort through all this. As a last resort, send me an email, rose@rosesuite.com, and I will try to help you.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay, Rose, could you spell your last name for me, please? I'm sorry, the connection's a little bad.
It's sweet, just like sugar. rose@rosesuite.com. Sweet, yep.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless you.
All right, thank you.
We better take a quick break. There's a whole bunch of questions. We got a lot of questions on annulments. We'll get back to that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
I used to wonder if God really cared, why it mattered what church I went to, or why I even bothered with faith at all. Then I started praying more often and going to church. What happened? My relationships got stronger, and I felt a peace that I never had before. I realized that God in my life was the difference between occasionally being happy and finding lasting joy. If you're looking for something more, check out CatholicsComeHome.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's been an avalanche of alliteration this week, and we've got some alliteration for Friday, too. It was Manic Monday, it was Taco Tuesday, it was Wishlist Wednesday, it was Three for Thursday, and now it is Free Shipping Friday. That's right. Free Shipping Friday. Just go to shop.catholic.com, spend $25 or more at shop.catholic.com, and we'll pay the shipping. Shop.catholic.com. You don't go on other radio programs and they have alliteration week.
This is
no.
Amazing.
Yes,
you
Catholic
guys,
Answers. We're,
this is amazing.
We're top-notch media professionals.
I'm shocked.
that hurts my feelings now. It was going good for a second.
That was the wrong word. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah, impressed is better than shocked. Christina in Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. You are up next. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi, yes. I have a very close friend who was married for 18 years, and toward the end of that time, she came into a Catholic church, and she had never been baptized. And she told me later that she had pressured her first husband into marrying her because 3 weeks before the wedding, he wanted to call it off, and she said, nope, you will not embarrass me.
Oh.
And that, ended up a horrible marriage. And so after 18 years and two kids, they get divorced. And a few years later, she met somebody else, and he had been raised in a cult and even went to their college and studied their weird theology before he left it and never entered another church, and he's just very confused. His first wife died in a car crash. He was left with an infant, so he married another woman from the church with had an infant, and then they had two children together, and then I don't think that was probably a true marriage either because she ran off with all his money and left him.
What do you need for her?
My friend, when she married this guy civilly, and he said he would apply for annulment, but of course now after 15 years he's refusing. She finally did apply for annulment because she was not baptized with her first marriage, and she did receive that annulment. So she's hoping someday to get married in the Catholic Church. Two questions. So since she was never, was not a valid marriage, the first one, and this is her, quote, considered a valid marriage, I think. Is she considered living in sin? And two, if she ever did try to get married in the Catholic Church, I know she would invite me, but I feel like I would have to tell the priest that it's a really bad relationship.
Oh, this current relationship.
Go forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's not. She has a prior marriage. The guy that had the first wife and a child, and she's separated from him. She's divorced from him.
She's civilly divorced, and she also got an annulment.
She got an annulment from that marriage.
Yes.
So I don't know what the question is. I'm sorry.
Now she's civilly married to this other man. Is that considered a valid marriage?
Oh, is she Catholic?
She is.
Okay. Anytime a Catholic, she's Catholic and she has an annulment, which I assume she had before she married this latest spouse, right?
Somebody's backyard.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, no, again, so we talked about this earlier. Anytime somebody who's a baptized Catholic, for whatever reason, they don't know, it's ignorance, fear, whatever, they marry outside the Catholic manor. They have set themselves outside the church in that regard, and there is no valid marriage bond. However, that still she still has to go to the church and have that addressed and confirmed and then publicly verified.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Christine, I'm going to keep moving just because there's so many folks on the line with questions and I want to get to as many as I can. Let's go to Lace in Boise, Idaho, listening on, Catholic radio there. I'm not exactly sure which Catholic radio station it is, but Lace, let's get you on the air. Lace, go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi there.
Hi, Lace.
I've been a Catholic my whole life, master's degree in biblical studies, love my faith, but I happen to fall in love with a man who is not Catholic and had been married before. So we met with a priest about a year ago. He seemed really positive about helping us go through the annulment process. My fiance was married twice before. And the priest thought maybe he would only have to do the first marriage because that would have been the valid marriage, and the second marriage wouldn't have been valid because they would have considered the first marriage valid. Right. When he met with the diocese, they said he needed an annulment from both. The issue is that the second wife had mental illness and was a very vicious divorce. And we were seeing a premarriage counselor, and she happened to be Catholic and used to work for the diocese. And she agreed with their decision not to go forward with the annulment because they wouldn't let us do it without having the ex-wife's involvement. Now I'm going to be getting married in 2 weeks, and I feel heartbroken and abandoned by my church because I feel like there's no way I can do this the proper way, even though I've really tried. And
okay.
I feel sort of abandoned by my faith that is so important to me.
Okay, hang on. I'm so sorry. You have been abandoned in a certain sense, and probably not maliciously, but out of ignorance or whatever. And this is incorrect. Your fiancé has the right to proceed with annulment even though his prior spouse does not want to or cannot participate. That is his prerogative under the law. So we've been saying if you can't get it at the parish, it's not clear, call the tribunal and ask to speak to the judicial vicar. That's the guy in charge. And that for sure you will get somebody who will help you. Okay, so let me go back to, when you have that first and second marriage, the second one sometimes falls under what we call legomen. That means, yes, it wasn't valid because the first one stood in its place, but it still needs, in technical terms, it needs its own little annulment, even though it's a shorter form and a different process, and the two are processed at the same time. So it's one process, but the two marriages are addressed at the same time. Okay. So don't, I don't, I would encourage you, I hear the tears in your voice, ask this man if he loves you.
He spoke to the canon lawyer at the diocese. This wasn't through the parish. He went through the diocese because it was complicated. And the attorney there said that he would have to alert the ex-wife that has mental instability because she would have to be involved in some way and notified.
Yes, of course. Okay, so this is the real issue. Yes, you can't do it without her. You can't do it without her. She has the right to know and be notified, but you don't have to have her participation to proceed with the annulment.
That's the issue. She is not stable. If she's notified, then she's a part of this, our life.
Hang on. This is really important. It sounds like there's another fear here, that is your fiancé wanting to do all this without involving her?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she's not well.
No, it doesn't matter in a certain sense if she's not well. The real problem is his fear of what she will do or what will happen to her or his responsibility for her. And those are deep and complex and valid issues, but they're separate from the annulment. He can go forward in the annulment process and clear the way for you two to be married properly in the Catholic Church, but it's going to take some counseling and some time and patience. If he loves you, he will do this for you. And if you need some special help, please contact me immediately, rose@rosesuite.com. Remind me who you are, and I would like to help you with this. Don't marry outside the church filled with tears and regret and fear. This is not love. And the church doesn't want this for you. I don't want, our Lord Jesus doesn't want this for you.
The church is not protecting us.
I'm protecting you. And I'm protecting you. Catholic Answers is right now. You called. This was God's grace. We're going to step in and we're going to help you. I am not going to abandon you. So call me.
Lace, thank you very much, and I'm very, very sorry for your situation. I'm sure Rose can help you. Some of these can be quite complicated, but you're making distinctions there. I don't know that our caller was quite ready to hear what you had to say about being able to do the counseling and whatnot that's required to overcome the fear of, you just have to notify this other party, but you do have to.
Right. But here's the thing. It sounds like he doesn't even want to continue with the church process because he doesn't want to either. I've run into this before. He doesn't want to hurt her feelings, upset her, have her go off on him, have her talk bad to the kids.
Right.
He's frozen in fear. And then wants to go and marry outside the church. And people can help him overcome this fear, and so that he can love her properly and get married properly.
Please contact Rose. Anonymous, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you are going to have to just state your question, and then Rose will have just a minute to answer it if you do that. Anonymous? All right.
These are so tender and tough questions. This is a tough topic, and I appreciate that you guys are open to addressing it.
And there are knots that are difficult, but they're not. You know, like when you hear some of the things folks have said, either there was some bad advice or there was
no advice.
Good, clear advice, and you just didn't want to take it.
Right.
And there's a reason why you don't want to take it, but you can overcome that reason.
Right.
But it does seem to me that, Rose, a lot of what you're saying is that the current state of the Catholic Church is that we need to be accompanying folks through this. And in many cases, we're just not either able to do it or we're just not doing it.
And I would love, my appeal is to any pastor who is listening today, if you don't have somebody who's qualified and compassionate and patient and available, let's work together to get that in our church.
Sure, yeah. And even if the parish can't afford it, for example, the deanery could get together and have somebody
Right.
You know, with the next dean meeting.
I don't want to hear anybody say the church has abandoned them. That kills me.
Rose Sweet, thank you so much. People can find out all about you, your books. I didn't even talk about your books. You were kind enough to talk about my book, but you got a million great books. And it's rosesweet.com is where people can go to find all the information.
Thank you, Cy.
Thank you, Rose. You really do make it brighter around here when you're here.
See you at the conference.
Oh, yeah. See you at the conference. September 23rd through 26th, right here in sunny San Diego, CatholicAnswersConference.com. That's the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Joe Heschmeyer will be here in about 15 seconds. We'll see you then. Catholic Answers Live.